It can happen in the blink of an eye, and it can be fatal. We've all come close to opening a car door into the path of an oncoming cyclist. Sometimes it's a close call, sometimes it results in a serious case of road rage, and at worst it will end in tragedy. This week a Victorian parliamentary inquiry has recommended increasing fines for drivers who car door cyclists. Cyclist groups in Melbourne are happy with the recommendation, but they say it doesn't go far enough. Ali Benton reports.
In 2010, Nikki Cross lost her son James after a driver opened their car door into the path of his bike.
Our son James was 22 when he was killed, and he was cycling down Glen Ferry Road on his way to university. He was an arts law student at Monash University, and it was just at the end of the morning peak hour. And a person in the parked car failed to look and opened the door, which propelled him under the trailer of his very large truck. He wasn't killed instantly, but he did die fairly quickly. And as a parent, I will always remember feeling incredibly grateful to the very kind and compassionate strangers who held him as he died and told him that he was loved and cared for and to keep fighting.
This week, a parliamentary inquiry into car dooring has recommended raising the maximum fine for people who open their car doors into the path of cyclists. Nikki Cross says raising the fines isn't enough. She wants to see drivers losing demerit points.
Certainly, we were very disappointed that the penalty wasn't linked to demerit points. The really important thing is to, when you're trying to modify any type of human behaviour, is to link education with deterrence, unfortunately, because people won't always do what they know they should. And if you don't keep educating people, then they forget, the message doesn't sort of be sustained. But if you have a deterrent linked in with the education process, then that is a significant disincentive to continuing bad behaviour.
Evidence provided to the Victorian Parliamentary Inquiry this week has found that car dooring is on the increase in inner Melbourne. The Crash Stats database from Vic Roads suggests that in 2009 and 2010, dooring accidents involving cyclists represented 8% of all recorded bike accidents, compared to an average of 4% for the previous 10 years. Nick Lowe is with the Melbourne Bicycle User Group and argues that car dooring is underreported in Melbourne.
So many stories have come into Melbourne Bug from people who've been doored or their friends been doored and the police have refused to take any action. What this is partly about is giving the police will take it more seriously if the penalties are there for them to apply. It's a clear signal to the police. And with the police being in favour of demerit points, we thought that that was an opportunity that should have been pursued.
One group that are against demerit points for the offence of car dooring, Vic Rhodes. Their Director of Road User Safety is James Holgate.
Demerit points are largely addressing driver behaviours that we know are high risk and drivers tend to repeat. So things like speeding, going through red lights, things like that. The issue with the dooring offence is that, for a start, it's not only drivers who might commit the offence, it can be passengers as well. So it's not actually something you do while you're driving. It's something you do while you're getting out of the car or indeed getting into the car. So for that reason, we don't think it's really appropriate to apply what is a driving sanction to a behaviour that relates to a vehicle occupant.
Vic Rhodes say they are well aware of the increase in car dooring incidents in inner Melbourne and are actively working to address the problem. James Holgate again.
Yeah, well, we've run an online media campaign, but we've also published some stickers for drivers to put on their car doors to remind them before they open the door to have a look over their shoulder and check that there isn't a cyclist coming past. So we've already circulated about 41,000 of those stickers. They're still available from customer service centres, so if people want to put that on to remind them, that's certainly one of the things we can do. But it's not one thing that's going to solve it. The fine will help, the promotion we're doing will help, probably more visible and more active police enforcement will help, so that if people are aware that if they do the wrong thing, they're more likely to be caught. That may change their behaviour.
One of the issues that came out of the inquiry was the reluctance of police to actually enforce the fines for dooring. Are you finding that's the case?
Whether it's reluctance or whether it's the fact that they need to be there at the time to see the incident happen, it's a question of providing evidence, possibly at court, that would allow an offence to proceed. But I don't know if it's reluctance or just an inability because of the that they're not there all the time. Certainly, increasing the penalty will overcome that to some extent, so that people will make the call to say, well, it's an increased penalty, I won't take the risk.
Nikki Cross, who lost her son James to a car dooring accident in 2010, says education is the key. And it's not just drivers who need to be aware. Cyclists need to know the danger too.
Always look before you open a car door, particularly in those high density traffic areas, because it can just happen so quickly. James has been the only death in the last decade from dooring, but there are many hundreds of seriously injured people, some of whom have permanent injuries from this. And it just seems to us that it's a completely preventable accident.
Nikki Cross continues to advocate for mutual respect between cyclists and drivers. And she says the work doesn't end with a single penalty increase for drivers who door cyclists.
The fact that there is a reasonably significant monetary penalty may make some people stop and think, but let's face it, how do you put a value on a life? I can tell you that is something that, my husband and I agonise over and still do. I can't even begin to contemplate how you value something like that because our son is dead.
Yeah, that's Nikki Cross. And the reporter there was Ali Benton.